harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 45. Last week, we talked about a yogurt sauce very similar to tzatziki that goes great with this week's recipe, doner. Are you familiar with gyros, shawarma, or al pastor? All of these lovely dishes, which I've most often experienced as street foods, share a commonality with doner kebab. They are all seasoned meat that is then put on a spit and carved as it cooks. Now, to recreate the actuality of this type of kebab cooking, it would require some serious thinking and equipment. That's why I'm calling this recipe at-home doner. The way I make it is similar to regular meatloaf, except the meat is much more mixed down. This results in a loaf with a much tighter grain. It's not a true replacement for getting the real deal, but if you love this type of food, it'll tide you over. The other thing I like a lot about this recipe is it's something you can make beforehand and then continue to cut slices from over the course of a couple of days. The process of making doner makes you realize that other processed meats, like bologna, are things that you might be able to achieve at home, if only you mix enough. This recipe was developed by following Maddie Matheson's recipe for Halifax doner several times and then adding my own twists. You'll need a 9x5 loaf pan. For ingredients, I use about 2.5 pounds of ground meat. When it's available, I like to put ground lamb in my mixture, but otherwise, I can use beef and or pork. You'll need 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of ground cumin, 2 teaspoons of curry powder, 2 teaspoons red pepper flakes, which are optional, and 2 teaspoons cayenne pepper or jalapeno powder, optional as well, depending on your spice tolerance. First, preheat the oven to 375. Place all of your ingredients in a large bowl and mix. The key to this recipe is mixing and mixing and mixing the meat. You want this to be well past sausage consistency. If you have a stand-up mixer, that's the way to go. But I often make this by hand, and I still like the results. Err on the side of over-mixing. Once the spiced meat mixture has reached a very sticky and somewhat tight consistency, begin to pack the meat into the pan, slapping and pounding the mixture down as you go to make sure you get rid of as many air pockets as possible. Finally, shape the loaf with a slight depression in the middle so that it doesn't round up to an extreme extent while cooking. Place into the oven in a bain-marie, which means to place a larger dish filled with water in the oven first and then your loaf pan within that dish. This allows the concoction to cook more steadily. Bake for 1 hour and 20 minutes. With caution for the bain-marie, remove from the oven. Carefully remove the loaf from its pan and let rest for at least 10 minutes. For best results, refrigerate the loaf completely. Slice thin pieces of the doner and brown them in a hot skillet, and finally serve them on a pita with tzatziki sauce and fresh vegetables. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews and pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For a recipe roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee